This is DJ Shovet. I'm here with musical artist Career Woman. Yeah, so you are a pretty young and local, as of right now, musical artist performing in Santa Cruz and a lot of local areas. Did you start performing in Santa Cruz, or were your earlier shows kind of in other areas? And what are the differing experiences with the way that you have progressed with sharing your music to the world?
Yeah, so I'm originally from LA, the LA area, and like, honestly, I didn't play that much when I was living there. I played like a couple shows, one in Echo Park, one in Garden Grove, and then a couple local like backyard shows. And so like I dipped my toes in the LA scene, but didn't really get so much into it. And now since being in Santa Cruz, I've played like once, and then other than that, just like in casual settings, like on campus and stuff. But already, like, I can tell the shift in the vibe of, like, the music scene in general. Like,
in what way?
Yeah, like, the LA scene is just so, and, like, this is also mostly just from going to shows, too, both, like, DIY and, like, at real venues and stuff. It's more, like, closed off and superficial, and, like, it's harder to get into it and make friends, I think. Just in my experience, I feel like it's more, people are in it for slightly different reasons, because it's LA, it's like cool to do music, but here I've already noticed that it's just because people are passionate about it, and I've already, like, everyone I meet is so nice, and everyone's just really into music and like into making friends, and everyone has been super welcoming, and like immediately the energy has been so much more casual in a good way, and I'm really into that, and I'm excited to like get more into the scene here because I really like that aspect of it.
That's really exciting and kind of nice to hear, because we try to focus on local artists to Santa Cruz, San Benito, and Monterey counties, and I'm also from LA. We kind of know each other, but I feel like it's interesting to consider the difference between those counties and like this kind of area and scenes that are really built up. But as a musical artist, that perspective is really interesting. And kind of speaking of your local shows, I know you're performing soon at the venue Gilman in Berkeley on February 25th with a few other bands, including Small Crush, who I know you've collaborated with. Do you want to talk at all about like the experience of performing or collaborating with other artists and how that's been for you in your career?
Yeah. So far, I've only really collaborated with Small Crush, and then like other producers, but like bands wise, it's just been them. And last summer, we recorded two songs called Unfun and Sleep In that I wrote, and then they sort of helped, like, flesh out and, like, produce and add things to. And that was, like, the coolest experience ever, because I come from a musical family, so, like, my introduction to the scene, or, like, just music in general, has been, like, my dad. And so, in the past, I've gotten studio time, and God bless, like, I'm very grateful for this, through, like, his friends and, like, older people that he knows, and, like, that experience has obviously shaped, like, who I am today and given me a lot of opportunities and experience, but I've never worked with people my own age, and so working with Small Crush, who are, like, a couple years older than me but in the same range, was so eye-opening of just, like, what music could be like, and more of, like, a fun, collaborative thing where they saw the vision, but they're also the same age as me, so it was, like, fun making friends, and it was just, like, a really cool collaborative experience that, like, opened up what making music could be like and potentially, like, having my own band in the future, and it's really exciting to sort of, like, be part of a scene of people closer to my own age and, like, life experiences and stuff. I haven't really played many shows, but playing with them is going to be cool. I don't have my own band yet, but they're going to be my band for my set. And so, like, that experience is really exciting. But yeah, so far, collaboration has been really fun, and I want to do more.
I really did not realize that you had written both Unfun and Sleep In. My personal favorite of your releases is definitely Sleep In, and I'm wondering, like, what was the inspiration for your lyricism behind that? Because I definitely have noticed within your songs that, especially also things like Teacher's Pet, Not a Benny, and things like that, you have really distinctive storytelling in your songs, which for me personally is some of my favorite things about artists. I'm a big Joni Mitchell fan, and I feel like she does that a lot. So what do you kind of draw inspiration from, and maybe in those songs in particular or in general?
That's a great question. Also, thank you so much. I appreciate it. But yeah, no, I definitely like to tell a story and like to draw from very specific things that happen in my life, because in my, like, my musical taste is similar. Like, I like when people speak very specifically because I feel like that's where the most universal things come out. Like, if you say something vague trying to be relatable, it's not going to be relatable. But if you say something specific that happened to you, people might not have that experience, but it might relate to something. And it's sort of, like, through poetry and metaphors, like, get your point across better than saying something vague. So my favorite thing is specificity, or, like, universalness through specificity, I guess. So, like, with Sleep In, I wrote it in quarantine when I was sort of just feeling, like, the monotony of being in my house, and I was just describing that. I had a dream that I, like, wanted to live inside of. It was so nice, and I woke up and was like, it's not real. And then I wrote that song just because of, I was getting a lot of opportunities during that time. Like, that's when music stuff really started to happen. Like, Lauren Records contacted me during COVID, or during the very beginning of it. And so it's like all of this stuff was opening up to me, but I couldn't really experience any of it in reality because it was all from, like, quarantine. So that's sort of about that. Just describing, like, a day in the life where I was feeling those things, and I hoped that the message of what I was trying to say was translated.
When did you write, I'm just curious, like, when did you write Unfun? Because I feel like Unfun, especially the opening line, I feel so unfun, if I'm remembering that correctly, I feel like it's very much more related to social interaction, and I think that especially for people in, you know, a generation that feels like they lost a lot of their youth or their adolescent years or their young adulthood or something to quarantine and social distancing and things like that, that song definitely feels relatable. And then Unfun also seems like it's more based in, like, a social situation. So I'm just curious, since they were both released, if I remember correctly, in 2022, like, when that song was written, or if you feel like it ties together with Sleep In or is kind of distinct.
Yeah, I think they definitely tie in, but you kind of, like, hit the nail on the head. I don't remember, I think I wrote it a little bit after, like, in 2021 when things were opening a little, because the story of when I wrote it is kind of interesting because I wrote it entirely at a kid's birthday party as a chaperone. So, like, I was just standing there. It was, like, the worst babysitting gig of my life because I had to do, like, two different families at once and then take them to a birthday party after. And so it was very taxing. But, like, I was just there at the birthday party, and I was just, like, kind of reflecting on, like, the past couple years of missing out on everything. And, like, I've never been a super social party person anyways. And so, like, that's always been part of my identity, feeling a little bit left out of those type of things. Like, the first party I went to, I had a panic attack and had to leave. And then I never went back. So it's just, like, that was sort of my identity. And it's changed, but not very much. So I was just literally standing chaperoning that party, and just, like, the words were coming out, and they were just I was putting them on my notes app, and then I would leave for, like, a minute, go to the alley, sing into my voice memos, and then come back. And then when I got home, I put it all together. So, yeah, I wrote it a little bit after quarantine, feeling like I had missed out on those pivotal years, because I was a sophomore and junior in high school when COVID happened, so it's, like, very much where I could have been doing things, but I just didn't. And then also, on top of that, just having that identity of, like, just sort of an introvert, and just feeling a little bit down about it, but honestly trying to find pride in that, because I feel like there's not very many songs about taking ownership of that identity, and I think, again, with COVID, a lot more people can relate to it now. So I feel like that was sort of my intention of releasing it, too.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I feel like kind of what we were saying about lyrics and lyricism earlier and storytelling, that it's not like you're talking about an experience that's only something you've experienced. But I think that opening up about that in songs really resonates with a lot of people. And that also kind of reminds me of an earlier song, Not a Betty, which was, I think, the first song potentially that I heard by you. And it was released quite a while ago. That was released in 2021, actually. So I guess not super long ago. But that's when I started to be like, oh, whoa, this is really the type of indie music that I feel could really get big and is really distinctive and stuff. And we were just talking before this interview, and I was saying that I was trying to save my questions for the interview, but we were just catching up about LaMelda. Yeah. And I feel like you kind of resonate some of the same vibes. And I was wondering, both who are your musical inspirations in the modern day, and especially for your songwriting, and also what's your musical background? What did you grow up listening to, and what do you kind of strive for or just appreciate from a distance, I guess?
Totally. Yeah, Lomelda is like my obsession currently, my songwriting and just musical inspiration. Her album, Hannah, for some reason, it just, in the past, ever since I got to school, it keeps unfolding new meanings to me, and like, that album is just so good musically anyways, but lyrically, like, every couple weeks I'll find another song on it that relates to a new thing that I'm feeling, and so it's just kind of crazy how, like, certain artists connect with you in that way. So right now it's, like, Lomelda for sure. I'm into Samia, and I'm kind of having a, this answers both questions, because I'm having a reintroduction to Regina Spektor, who...
Okay, Better was my top song of 2022.
Oh my God, yes.
Which is so funny, because I actually never grew up with Regina Spektor. I'm assuming that you're saying that you did, but someone played Better for me, and I played it for probably 2 months straight, like every single day, constantly.
No, literally, I was listening to that song earlier today or yesterday or whatever. It's so good.
It's so good.
I did a cover of that song for my music tech class last year in senior year of high school. So it's
Whoa.
A great song. It's
Send
a great
it to me.
Song.
I want to hear
it. It's not very good, but I will. But yeah, so my old piano teacher when I was really young, because I took piano lessons from age like 4 to like 14, and she was my piano and singing teacher, and she was like, that was her thing, Regina Spektor, like those type of artists. And so she introduced me to her. And I probably sang Fidelity like as a like 6-year-old for class.
Very cute.
And it was awesome. But like, I never really appreciated her fully until now. And so I've been really into her album Begin to Hope recently. Her songwriting is incredible. She's just like a genius. She's like classically trained, but also just has this innate ability to express herself, and it's really inspiring.
Have you seen her music videos? They're so wacky.
I know. I've only seen like 3, but they're really interesting.
I was wondering also about your most recent song that you released on November 30th, 2022, Static/Traffic. If you want to talk a little bit about that and kind of what your recent releases have been inspired by and about.
For sure. Static Traffic is one of my favorite things that I've made because it's very collaborative too, because I didn't really do any of the production because I wasn't there for it. Usually I'm like there for it and have a lot of input, but that one I collaborated with someone named Mickey Watson, who works a lot with Fan Club Wallet and also has their own projects too. Yeah, I just recorded the guitar and singing and then sent it to them, and all the extra stuff is them, and so it's really good. And I'm only saying that because they did it, and I'm very impressed. But yeah, the song itself was about, it was actually about the weekend when I recorded with Small Crush. I don't think anyone knows this, but like, I just came out of that so inspired, because I kind of got a taste of what life could be like, and then I had to go back to high school. And so I was like, I can't believe that's out there and I just have to do finals.
I feel like that's a perfect quote from this interview. I got a taste of what life was like and then I had to go back to high school.
Totally, totally. Yeah, but that's what that song is about. And so it's sort of that like limbo between adulthood and childhood, and like feeling very stunted last year because I felt like I was ready to move on, but I couldn't quite yet. And I feel like that's, everyone goes through that at many stages in their lives. But the newer things that I'm working on are actually some of the things I'm, like, the most proud of that aren't out yet, but soon. I'm not actually sure
when. Will you perhaps
when.
Be playing any new music at the Gilman
yes,
Show?
Yes, I'm going to be playing some of these. One of my newest, the new one that I actually did record over winter break, I think I'm going to play there, and that's, like, my child. Like, I'm very proud of that song, and it's just about new people and things that I've been experiencing ever since getting to school. And it's definitely a going in a different musical direction too, because I think in the past I felt very pigeonholed in like the indie rock mindset, and honestly, like, not to bring up these topics, but a lot of it was a little bit of internalized misogyny, because a lot of my direction into the rock genre was because I thought that I couldn't be a pop artist because that's not cool, but I think it is cool.
Yeah, especially in our conversation of Regina Spektor.
Totally.
And things like that.
And
really
that,
iconic
yes.
pop artists who have mm-hmm. made a name in the industry as a woman who's mm-hmm. pretty prominent. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So it's definitely headed in the Regina Spektor realm, I think, hopefully. But that's sort of like where I'm trying to go now, because I'm realizing that's what feels more natural to me, and there's nothing wrong with that.
That's really great to hear, especially since you're a pretty new emerging artist who's only started releasing music in the last few years. And by extension of that, your name that you release music under is Career Woman. So I was kind of wondering, what was the idea behind that?
Yeah, so Career Woman, originally it came, like the inspiration for it came from Gilmore Girls, because...
Really?
Yeah, and I keep...
Which part of Gilmore Girls?
It was I never like say this because I always forget this is where it came from, but it was that episode where Rory meets Logan's parents, and they're like, she is a career woman, she's not right for you, she's just gonna want to do her own thing, like you need to break up with her or whatever. And they said that term, and I was like, and then when I was trying to think of a name, because I can't use my name is Melody, there's like 100 artists with that name, and like it was impossible to search for me. So when I had to come up with like a project name, I just like remembered that scene and was like, that kind of has a cool ring to it, and the idea of it is kind of cool. But obviously, I think it's pretty obvious, it's just like, you know, a woman who is doing her own thing in her life and doesn't answer to anyone. In the past, it was a derogatory term for like career-oriented women who didn't really focus on like raising a family, and I think that's kind of cool because it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's like, it was derogatory, but now it doesn't really have as much meaning anymore. And I also thought it was just kind of like a funny, like girl bossy vibe name, but it's also serious. So that's sort of like the vibe of what I was trying to go for.
I really did not know, actually, that it was a Gilmore Girls reference. And I really love that, because I think that the fact that you heard that line and were like, I need to reclaim this as part of my image, as your music has changed, or your music process, as you've kind of come to Santa Cruz, I was just wondering how you feel about that change in terms of being a student at UCSC, in terms of, you kind of talked about the like performance scene, but collaborating and like how that has had an effect on your music, if it has.
I think it's great, honestly. And I've already noticed a shift, to be honest, like just being in a new place. I've lived in the same place my whole life. I've never moved other than going to college. And like, already the change of scenery is just like so inspiring, because there's so much more things to think about and write about. I think the obvious thing is the environment itself. It's beautiful here. There's just trees, and I'm not used to that. And I think that is just like a subconsciously like brain opening, like emotionally, like cathartic thing to be around. And so that's been really cool. And just meeting people honestly has been what's really driving me to change in a good way as an artist and a person, because there's just a lot more creative people everywhere. And just like, it's funny, I met this person who was like the friend of a band that opened for me in Garden Grove. We already played together. And they were like, oh, my band Grad Night is local to Santa Cruz, like when you move there, like we should hang out or whatever. And so like we've played shows, or we've been to each other's shows and like played together. Well, kind of, I've played with their partner's band, and it was just like a cool network of people to know. And just like being around other creative people has been awesome. And then new friendships, new relationships, all of that has been so inspiring. And I think I just feel like my own person now, which is such like a, of course, like, you're independent now in college, like, everyone is. But I think that's been the biggest thing that's allowed me to kind of push my boundaries creatively, is having that independence.
That's really great to hear. It's been really interesting to hear about your music writing process. It's been really interesting to hear about your development as an artist. I feel like even if I'm graduated UCSC, someone else should like redo this, like the Billie Eilish interview.
Oh, yeah.
The same questions every year, because I'm sure that you're just gonna keep growing musically. And if anyone liked this interview and the music I've been playing from Career Woman, you can see her perform in the venue Gilman in Berkeley, February 25th with Small Crush, a few others.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Of course. Thanks for talking. And if you want, you can record a station ID for us.
Okay, do that right now.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, this is Career Woman, and you're listening to KZSC Santa Cruz.
Yeah, keep it locked.